C'est un animal qui peut attendre, c'est un animal patient. Elles sont intelligentes et n'ont aucune émotion.
Bourgeois, speaking in her native French, is saying, the spider is an animal that can wait. It's a patient animal. They're clever. They make no show of emotion. They're rational. They have nerves of steel. My mother was like that. She had nerves of steel. In Bourgeois' lexicon of symbols, the spider embodies maternal qualities. Her own mother supervised the family's tapestry restoration workshop, repairing tapestries like a spider weaves its web. And Bourgeois' series of monumental steel spiders serves as an ode to her mother, alternating between fearsome predator, fragile victim, and nurturing guardian. Bourgeois' work often begins with painful personal memories. Jerry Garavoy explains.
She would describe her whole body of work basically as a form of psychoanalysis. Her problem with psychoanalysis, that basically it was a talking process, and Louise preferred sculpture precisely because it dealt with the body, and she could work and it would physically involve her own body in a strange way that talking could not.
Through this working process, Bourgeois' symbolic forms, like the spiders you see here, move beyond her autobiography to address broader, commonly felt themes.
Her work is so personal, and it taps into something so deep that it almost becomes universal. So I think for the viewer doesn't really need to know anything about her life. I think they just need to be receptive to look at the forms, look at the space, look at the materials, and see what that evokes within themselves.
Now, head up the ramp. Your next stop will be a group of paintings. Once you find them, look for the audio icon on the text panel. If you'd like more instructions on how to use your player, press play.